neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Despite when they arrived in Eretz Yisrael, the Atana Rosh is informing us that the timing that they went was Bikurei Anavim. What does Bikurei Anavim mean?
The time of the taking the grapes from the trees.
No. Bikurim. What does Bikurim mean?
Nobody.
Exactly. Nobody. See, just the grapes are just about to come out. So now the question that is asked, why we need to know at the time that they went was Bikurei Anavim. What difference does it make to us? Is the time that the grapes already ripe, they're not ripe, it's the beginning, what difference does it make? So Rabbeinu Amir Kadosh explains, Bikurim means the beginning. So he learns the Pasuk in a deeper way. Anavim, that it says in the Torah, there is no Yud. The way usually the grape should be written, Ayin, Nun, Bet, Yud, Mem, Sofi. So now in the Torah, there is no Yud.
So we could read it as Anavim.
No, that's with the Vav. That's Vav. Anav, humble, with the Vav. So now, you notice there was no Yud?
Yeah.
Chazak Baruch. But you know why there is no Yud?
Yeah.
So let's find out.
Because the 10 of the 12, they were bad grapes.
So it has to be two Yuds.
No, the other two, they were Kalev and Yehoshua. They were not in the group of the 10.
Chazak Baruch. Very nice. Beautiful. So now, Rabbeinu Aryeh HaKadosh explains, when he says Bikurim, that means you have to find out what the letters before these four letters are. Anavim is before. Bikurim means not ripe in the beginning. So before Ayin we have, what's the letter before Ayin? Ayin. Before Ayin we have Samech. Very nice. Samech. Before Nun?
Mem.
Mem. Very nice. And then before Bet, we have? Chazak Baruch. Aleph. Very nice. Before Mem?
Lamed.
Beautiful. So now, before these four letters, Ayin, Nun, Bet, and Mem, we get Samech, Mem, Aleph, Lamed. So these four letters is the name of a malach that is very, very destructive. We usually call him by Samech Mem. You heard? Yeah, Samech Mem. We don't say the full name. We should not say the full name. So now here is very interesting that Hazal Shai is informing us Bikurei Anavim means that the Meragelim, they went to Eretz Yisrael. It was a time that it was very, very, very mighty timing that this Malach Samech Mem had they call it Shelita. He was in charge. When did they leave? When did they leave?
When did Yehud
die? The Meragelim, when did they leave? It's very easy to calculate. You calculate 9th of Av, and then you go back 40 days. It's very easy. No. You have 40 days of Eretz Yisrael, right?
Okay.
So they came back 9th of Av. Yes. So what day was it? No. After.
Last day of Sivan.
40 days before the 9th of Av is? Chazak Baruch. 29th of?
Sivan.
Chazak Baruch. So now here we see the Chaf Tet, actually, right before Chodesh Tammuz, they left. So now here it says Bikure Anavim. So that means they went in a very, very delicate timing. So that's why it says Bikure Anavim, the letters before this four letters of grapes that gives you Samech, Mem, Aleph, Lameh, that is the destructive angel, the Samech Mem. So now here it says that Moshe Baruch Hu told them, "V'hit chazachtem." What does "v'hit chazachtem" mean? To be
strong.
Chazak. Olgachtem miperi haaretz. What miperi haaretz means? You need koach to take the, like take apple, to take orange, to take you need to be strong. So how can we tell them "v'hit chazachtem"? Why? Understand? Shabbat Shalom told them, the timing that I'm sending you, it's a very delicate timing. The Malach Samech Mem is in charge. So you have to be very careful. So he told them, V'hit chazaktem, ulagachtem, and take from the fruit of harvest. So when he told them, go check if there's a tree there or not, what did he mean?
See if there is a
sadiq
or not.
Sadiq, because it's obvious, everywhere you go there is a tree, no? So how come this is a tree? What did he mean by telling him that go check if there's a tree or not? That is Adam Kasher. Rashi says if you have an Adam Kasher there.
Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Eyob is there and he wanted to see if he's still alive or he's gone.
What difference does it make? What is it to Meragelim? So now, let's see. You ready?
Yeah.
You listening?
Yes.
So now, how do you make a tree? How?
You put a seed.
You put a seed, you put it in the ground, and then what do you do?
Then there will be a little bit of the plant and it's.
I know, no. What do you do? What do
water.
You do?
Water.
So if you plant a seed and you go on a vacation, right? You go for on a vacation like 6 months.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen to the seed?
Nice.
What's going to happen?
It's
gonna die. So now, when you plant a seed, what do you have to do? You have to take care of it, right? You have to give water. You have to make sure it goes straight, right? No, it will not be crooked, right? Now, here that's what Shabbat Shalom meant. He meant, go see if there is a tree there. So you could tell him, go check if there's a tzaddik there or not, right? Yes?
Yes.
So what does a tzaddik mean? There's no such a thing, tzaddik forever. There's no such a thing as permanent tzaddik. That's what Shalom wanted to tell him. He told them, tzaddik, just like a tree. That means when you plant the seed, you have to be aware constantly. Two, Chas v'Shalom would not lose your status of being a tzaddik. Understand? Just like the tree, you have to take care of it. To stay tzaddik is exactly the same way. For example, what's the example? You know, people do so much work to get up early in the morning. You know, people get up early in the morning. Yeah. To come to Beit Knesset, right? To do Tehillim, right? They learn. It's lots of work. No. You have to give up your sleep, work, making money, and so on. You know, one time you get angry, you can lose everything. Yeah? Did you hear me? One time you blow out, you get angry, that's it. Finished. All the zechuyot, all the tefillot, all the tehillim, all the tzedakah. And that's what Shabbat Shalom told them. To stay tzaddik, it's not like, you know, you will put a badge here, tzaddik. That's not how it works. It's a constant work. One time, you run away and fly away from the oven. How do you say it?
You'll be back.
John?
You'll be burned.
No, no, no. They say, what happened to him? They say, he ran away from the oven. How do you say? Ah. What do you say? What does it mean that's kure dar raft? That means he acting like the oven that burns. So that means when Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom told the Meragelim, go see if there is a tree, that he meant the Adam Kasher. The same way the tree needs to be preserved, needs to be taken care of. You can lose your status of being tzaddik just like this. Well, that's how I see to be tzaddik. What does it mean to be tzaddik? It's a tzaddik ketamar
yifrach.
So what does it mean that tzaddik? He has the koach to change all the gezerot. The tzaddik ozer v'Hashem Baruch Hu megayem. Hashem Baruch Hu makes a decree, and tzaddik says no, he cancels it. So what does it mean? To have the title of tzaddik is a great thing, but it's exactly like a tree. If, chas v'shalom, one time, you stumble, you can lose yourself of being tzaddik. You know what it is? To get one time angry? And that's what exactly we see here, that Moshe Avraham v'shalom, the time go see if there's Adam Kasher. Go, told them, go see if there's a tree in Eretz Yisrael or not. So tell them it's Adam Kasher. But he meant no. To stay tzaddik, to be ahub, to Ribono Shel Olam, to be dear to Ribono Shel Olam, that means, don't feel, you know, okay, I'm doing so many things, okay, you know, I get angry, I blow up. No, that's not how it works. Chas v'shalom, you can lose all your zechiyot. And that's why exactly it means that you have to, that's why he told them, ve'hit hazak them. You have to be chazak. And like after me peri ha'aretz, what does it mean? To be a real tzaddik needs constant work. Constant work. The chas v'shalom, for one time, you can lose all your zechiyot. Hashem is like, you know, to be a kosher etz, kosher tree. Kosher tzaddik, ozal Hashem. Shpachay zekir otanu v'ar.
Koyla nishomote, halel ko haleluko. Koyla nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koyla nishomote, halel ko haleluko. Koyla nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.